One day, the boys were playing with, Krishna was playing with Balaram and the other boys. That time, how much happiness in Sakiras. The boys used to often split into two teams. The winning team would have to carry the losing team to a fixed spot. One time Krishna lost and became very angry. The rule was the losing team has to carry the winning team to the mango tree and back. Therefore Krishna became angry. Subal said, "Hey, you lost. Get down in the horse position. I'm going to ride you to the mango tree." Then Krishna became very angry. "This game is stupid. And these rules are even more stupid. I'm not playing your dumb game. And I'm not carrying you to any mango tree." And Subal became angry. Sridham, sorry, became angry. "Who the hell do you think you are? You think you're a big guy? How are you a big guy? You're not bigger than us. Just remember, I'm born 2 weeks before you. You're so proud because your father's Nanda Baba, but my father's bigger than your father. Your father only has 900,000 cows, but my father has 1,100,000 cows. I always beat you in wrestling. You are nothing without us. In fact, you are not superior to us by birth, by wealth, by strength, by intelligence, by anything. Therefore, we're actually doing you a favor by letting a low-class guy like you play with us in the first place. If you don't like our rules, then get out of here. We don't want you." And all the boys were chastising Krishna. "Get out of here. If you don't want to play by the rules, we don't want you. You can go and play by yourself." Then Krishna began crying, catching the feet of his friends. "Brothers, don't throw me out of the game. I'll carry you 2 times to the mango tree, but don't kick me." Therefore, the boys would always engage in pastimes. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami became astonished. "Just see the good fortunes of the coward boys. Satam, what is that? Huh? That's the third candle. Madhu's only verse. Satyanu." You know, the one verse, Sukadeva Goswami becomes amazed. What's that one describing Sakiras? Huh? "The good fortune of those cowherd boys cannot be understood by those who realize those who are impersonal liberated. They cannot understand the good fortune of the cowherd boys. Dasya gatana paradevatenam maya svitanam naratena kena maya vitaram punja kritaram kite punya punja." Those persons who have liberated, who have realized they're not the body and free from birth and death, they cannot realize the good fortune of the coward boys. Then, dasya gatanam naradarakena, those who worship this Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot understand the coward boys. Maya sritanam naradarakena, what to speak of those who are captured by illusion? How they can understand the good fortune of the coward boys after millions of lifetimes? Finally, they're playing with the Supreme Lord as their friend. Therefore, Krishna and Balaram and the boys made 2 groups. That time the demon, Pralambasur, he disguised himself to look like a coward boy. He also joined in the game. Pralamba. Lamba means very tall, because he had a very big desire. He had a desire, if I can kill Balaram, because I cannot kill Krishna and Balaram when they're together, I'll make them separate, then I'll kill Balaram. When Balaram is dead, then I'll be able to kill Krishna easily. Therefore, Pralambasur represents the evil desire to become Guru. Yes, I will kill Guru. Guru will be dead. I'll finish Balaram. Then I can become Guru. Therefore, Pralamba represents this unwanted desire to be worshipped. Therefore, Pralamba took the false form of a coward boy. We discussed that last night. Putana. Putana also represents false guru. Pralambasur represents false disciple. He is looking like a coward boy just to get a chance to kill the other coward boys, to kill the real devotees and to take their place. Therefore, Krishna could understand everything. He pretended to welcome Pralamba as a good friend. Therefore, Krishna's team lost. Therefore, Pralamba, who was in the sight of Krishna, had to carry one of the coward boys to the mango tree and back. By good fortune, or by bad fortune, for Pralambasu, actually it's always good fortune, he took the Supreme Lord Balaram, Krishna's brother, upon his shoulder and began running away with Balaram into the forest. He thought, I'll take Balaram to a solitary place and finish him. Gopal, you look very interested in proceedings. Therefore, he carried, considering Krishna to be invincible, Pralamba quickly carried Balaram to a fast place. As he was carrying Balaram, Balaram could realize this is not any coward boy, this is one demon. Therefore, Balaram made himself very heavy. Pralamba could not carry Balaram anywhere because Balaram means guru. One definition of guru, guru means heavy. He's heavy means you cannot shift him from the feet of Radharani Krishna. You cannot shift him. Saraswati Thakur said, the real bona fide Vaishnav guru, they cannot be attracted away from the feet of Krishna by anything. Not by the offering of mystic perfection, not by the offering of liberation, or to speak of any mundane enjoyment in this world. You cannot move them. They are completely fixed, heavy. Therefore, you connect to something which is heavy, you also become heavy. If something heavy sits on you, can you move, Radhika? Cannot move. Therefore, a guru always sits in the mind of the disciple. How he can move anyway? His senses will not disturb him anymore. He'll become completely fixed. Therefore, Balaram manifested some of his heaviness. Pralamba could not carry. He dropped it. Therefore, many people try to become guru. They think, very nice life, guru. Sit in the big seat, get the big plate of prasadam. Everyone worships me, gives me heaps of money. Easy life. But not so easy to become guru, like we think. Srila Bhaman Maharaj, one Vaishnava approached him with a desire to become guru, and Srila Bhaman Maharaj warned him, you think it's easy? Just like what happens, crow, if we lift something we cannot lift, it's too heavy for us, what happens? You rupture something downstairs. Srila Bhaman Maharaj said to him, you know, don't think it's so easy to be guru. You will understand when blood comes out of your ass. It means when you rupture something, then you'll understand being guru is not so easy like you think. Saraswati Thakur said, the guru spends gallons of blood just to take one disciple back to Godhead. Therefore, someone may attempt to become guru, but how long will he stay there? You can stick peacock feathers on the crow, but how long will those feathers stay there? Not so long. One day the feathers will fall off and everyone will see your real form, your real sarup. One time there was a dog. He fell into a bucket of blue paint. Therefore, when he came out, everyone, all the animals in the jungle, it's the blue dog. Hail to the blue dog. All glories to the blue dog. Stand. Paper nam. All the forest animals began worshipping the blue dog. He is the king. But everyone was offering many types of foodstuffs. Other animals were fanning him. But bad luck for the dog came. The full moon rose. And all the dogs began, oh. The blue dog, he could not check himself. He also began, oh. And all the animals realized, this is not a supernatural being at all. It's a dog, a blue dog. Therefore, they killed him. Therefore, one will try and... You don't understand, Janava. Janava, you don't understand. Okay. I'm looking a bit surprised there. Therefore, one may try to be guru, but how long you'll pretend for? Pralamba tried to be coward boy, but when guru came and he realized what responsibility it is, then his real form came out. That time, Balaram became heavy as Mount Sumeru, and Pralamba had to slow down. He then resumed his actual form. He had a huge effulgent body covered with golden ornaments that resembled a cloud flashing with lightning, a dark body with the golden ornaments. Thus, Balaram... When he first saw the form of Prolumba, he became a little afraid at first, according to his pastimes as a coward boy. Then understanding the real situation, that this Prolumba was trying to kidnap him and take him away and to a solitary place, Balaram became very furious, and with his fist he crunched the head of Prolumba. Smashed by Balaram's fist, Prolumba's head immediately cracked open. He vomited blood, lost all consciousness, and fell lifeless on the ground. Prolumba Sur disappearance key. Jay. There it says all type of head injury. That means last life or this life you committed some Vaishnava parad. The coward boys were very happy that Balaram was still alive. They glorified him. Sadhu, sadhu, iti vandina. All the coward boys cried, sadhu, sadhu, Balaram. Balaram ji ki jai. Then, 8 o'clock. Many pastimes like an ocean Krishna performed. One day, the boys went for lunch. As the boys were eating around Bandidavat tree, we go there with Gurudev every year. You coming to India this year, Kro? Really?
Yes. Perfect.
August is a good time. How many months can you come for? Huh? Really? August is a good time. That's when all festivals begin. Before that is really hot. But if hot's not a problem, you can go anytime. So there is one big tree, and we go there every year with Gurudev. I remember it was really funny once. Turn off the recorder. Puru was there, one of our friends from New York. He used to dress in this completely white tracksuit. He looked like the one of those guys from the washing detergent commercials. Completely spotless white tracksuit he would walk around. And Gurudev at Bandirat, I remember. Gurudev came and said, have you bowed down to the dust of this place? And Puru was like, you can see his mind, are you kidding? They were Guru Maharaj, grabbed him by the neck and pushed him on the ground. And he was like that. When he came up, it was like black. So I remember that from Bandirat, unfortunately. Not the pastimes of Krishna that occurred there. But the point is, every year we go there with Gurudev still, even today. That is our good fortune. As the boys were taking lunch, all the cows drifted off in search of green grass. Those coward boys also began following the cows. Moving off, chewing the green grass, they came to one very dry area. That time one of the spies of Kamsa lit a fire, and very quickly the cows and the boys were surrounded by a forest fire on all sides. That time they began weeping. They cried, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho. Krishna, Krishna, Mahavija, Hey Ramo, Gavikrama. Devagni dayamanam chaprapanam stratum atata. Surrounded by the fire on all sides, the boys cried, Krishna, Krishna, Mahavija. O Krishna who is most powerful, Rama, Ramo, Gavikrama. O Ram, whose power never fails. Please save us. We are about to be burnt by this forest fire. That time Krishna came and told the boys, close your eyes. I will help you. Guru Maharaj explained this in Sydney once. The cows mean senses in Sanskrit. Go means cow. Go also means senses. So you can think we were with Krishna, but we misused our independence and our senses left the service of Krishna and went where? Into the forest of the material world. Remember we described the forest of the material world before? Like cows seeking green grass, our senses are always seeking newer and newer types of enjoyment. But chewing the green grass, one day we come and realize that this material enjoyment is completely tasteless. That time all the world appears very dry and full of suffering. Because of misuse of independence, we have left Krishna, and now we are here in this world seeking our own enjoyment. That time, when the forest fire begins, that time we realize this place is a place of suffering. Guru Maharaj said, if you're in very much ignorance, you cannot even understand the real nature of this world as a place of suffering. Gurudev gives a funny example. Like a man who is too much drunk, He is so drunk, he's lying in the gutter. A dog comes and passes water on his mouth, and he is licking nectar from heaven. Because he is so much intoxicated, he cannot even realize what an appalling state he's fallen into. Of those persons who are too much afflicted by ignorance, they cannot even realize the suffering that they're experiencing. That is the powerful power of the Lord's illusion. Therefore, by hearing all these things, hearing this satsang, then we can have enough intelligence, enough purity to realize, I'm suffering in this world. Therefore, one who's burning in this world, what will they do? They'll cry. So one who's really burning in this world, they'll chant like the coward boys, Krishna, Krishna Mahavija, Rama, Rama, Oga Vikramam. Means they chant the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprasya. Cheto dapanam majanam mahanda vagnine vapanam srekodeva chandrika vitadanam vidivaru jivanam. This world is like a fire. To extinguish a forest fire, a watering can will not help. In order to extinguish the burning of life and death, and the cycle of birth and death in this world, the watering can of astrology, Reiki, cranial massage, chakra balancing, macrobiotic diets, tarot cards, yoga, meditation. These are like watering cans trying to put out the forest fire of material existence. To put a forest fire out, you need a thunder shower. Then the thunder shower, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is what? The nectar which pours from the spiritual world to this world and extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence. What's that, Shyamala? Huh? The holy name. Cheto dapanam majanam naha mahadevagdine vapanam. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in the chanting of a holy name, there are seven results. If you start chanting, crow, the first thing you'll realize is what? All the complete cessation of all miseries. That's the first result, the secondary result. The seventh, is there such a word as seventhary? Seven results, the last and most insignificant result is a complete cessation of material miseries. A complete byproduct of a byproduct. Deva Guru Maharaj sometimes says to us, are you feeling misery in this world? That means you're not chanting properly. Because someone who's chanting, they'll experience no misery at all. Klesha Agni Subhada. In the first stage of devotion, there's a complete absence of any miseries. All miseries are burned to ashes, Subhada, and one's life becomes completely auspicious, even at the stage of sudden bhakti. Therefore, the boys burning in the forest fire, they chanted loudly the holy names, Krishna, Krishna, Mahavija, Rama, Rama, Oga, Vikrama. That time, someone who is burning this world, they will adopt the process of chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. The coward boys cried loudly, Krishna, Krishna, most powerful one, Rama, Rama, Vikrama. O Ram, Balaram, whose power never fails, save your devotees, save us. We are being burned by this forest fire. We are taking shelter of you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried, Ainanda tunanujika kinkaram patitam mam vasabivambado kripada padapankaja stiti dulivasaya vichintaya. O Nanda Nandan, O son of Nanda, hey Krishna. Is it? Ainanda Tanuja King. Patitam mam visabhivambado. I am most unfortunate I have forgotten you and come to this world. Therefore, please be kind and fix me again as a speck of dust on your lotus feet. Stiti duli. Stiti duli means a speck of dust that will not fall off again. Fixed piece of dust on your lotus feet. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that one who cries one time, really, from the core of the heart, that time Krishna takes responsibility for that person. Oh, hey Krishna, amar tva nitya das tumara charana chari hoile sarvanas. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, one who cries loudly, oh Krishna, I'm your eternal servant. Oh, hey Krishna, ami tva nitya das. I'm your eternal servant. Tumara charana chari hoile sarvanas. By giving up your lotus feet, I lost everything. Nijatattva jani sangsar nahikshay keno bujana maya kori hai hai. Goga Maharaj used to say that verse often. That time one who really is hearing this and understanding their real position, then keno bujana maya kori hai hai. That time he must cry, "Alas, what a fool I am. I'm following my mind, but my mind has just been cheating me for millions and millions of births." Therefore, that time when you chant the holy name, really that time Krishna comes. Because Krishna is none different than his holy name. Krishna appeared there with his friends and said, "Boys, don't worry. Where have you been, Haridas?" Krishna came and said, "Boys, don't worry. Close your eyes." So here it says, why Krishna told the boys to close their eyes? Because remember, Krishna got punished for eating earth, and the friends told Mother Yasoda. Then Krishna was thinking, if the boys see me drinking the forest fire, then they'll tell Mother Yasoda. If I got punished for eating earth, imagine if Mother Yasoda what she'll do if she hears that I'm eating fire. Therefore, Krishna made the boys close their eyes. And why the boys close their eyes? Because they never think Krishna's God. They have so much affection for him. They think he's my friend. They think Krishna knows maybe some special mantra. That when you chant mantra, you chant with your eyes closed and you hide. So no one knows that you're chanting that mantra. Therefore, in order to help Krishna chant the mantra, we'll close our eyes. Therefore, the boys closed their eyes. And in 1 second, Krishna drank that forest fire. What's that drinking of forest fire? We pray every morning to the Guru. Samsara davanala lila loka tranaya karuna guna gunatvam praptasya kalyana guna navasya vande guru sicharanaravina. Who is that person who drinks, who extinguishes the fire of material existence? Shamala, where's Shamala gone? Janava? Who's that? Samsara davanala lila loka tranaya karuna guna gunatvam. Who is a spiritual master who is like an ocean of mercy, a rain cloud of mercy that extinguishes this forest fire? There were two methods to become free from Maya, Guru and Harinam. Therefore the boys closed their eyes and Krishna drank the forest fire. When the boys opened their eyes, where were they? Radhika? Back at Bandiravat, taking lunch with Krishna. Like it never happened. Guru Maharaj says, really? When you go back to Krishna at that time, you won't even remember your time here in this material world. It'll be like a bad dream. The coward boys opened their eyes and were most amazed to find. Not only had they been saved, but the cows had also been saved from the forest fire. And they had been brought back to the Bandira tree. When the boys realized they'd been saved by Krishna, the boys began to imagine, maybe Krishna is a demigod. They couldn't imagine that he is the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Krishna finished his pastimes. Now we can begin pastimes of the gopis, Purvarag. When we hear Krishna, topics of Krishna and the gopis, we'll have to be very careful. Because just like Krishna so much appears to be an ordinary person, in the same way when people hear Krishna of the gopis, they simply measure it according to their own mundane experience. When we hear Krishna dance with the gopis, then who's that? Vijay. Vijay is thinking, I used to dance with girls. Because we only have mundane experience in relationship between male and female. When we hear the pastimes of Krishna, the only thing we can measure it with is our own mundane experience. The Guru Maharaj said, if you hear that Radha Krishna are alone together, what would you think? You'll have to think of your own mundane experience because you have nothing else to think of. Therefore, when we hear these pastimes of the gopis, we must be very, very careful. That's why Sukadev Goswami mentions it now in the 10th canto. Before chapter 21 of the 10th canto, he practically never mentions it. Therefore, very careful with very controlled mind and senses, with great care and attention. Something we can hear of the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis. We should understand that all souls are female. Are you female, Shyamala? Srila Gauranga Maharaj used to say, in this world there are no real ladies because all the ladies are trying to be men. They're trying to enjoy. But faction is only one real enjoyer. Who's that? It's not Shyamala. It's Krishna. There's factually only one real male, only one male enjoyer. One real Purush. One real bhakta in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Bhaktaram yajna tapasam suranam sarvabhutam savaloka maheshwaram gyatvamam shanti vichate. This is the Prabhupada, you should call this verse, the formula for peace. One who understands Bhaktaram yajna tapasam, Krishna is the only enjoyer of everything. Suranam sarvabhutanam, he's the best friend of everyone. Savaloka maheshwaram, and the supreme controller of everything. One who understands these three things, that person becomes happy and peaceful. Therefore, Krishna is the only enjoyer, and this world and everything in it has been created for his enjoyment. But because we are not accepting that, we are trying to be separate enjoyers from him, therefore we're in illusion and suffering. Therefore, this philosophy is very hard to accept for most people. They come here and we tell them what? My dear friend, you are the false enjoyer. You are not an enjoyer. You are to be enjoyed. How many people accept that? Very few. Then from the first day of our recital, we said, Dharma prajita kodivocha paraminimat sanatam satam. Only those persons who are honest enough to accept that fact. I am not the enjoyer. I am the servant. I am to be enjoyed. Then that person can understand this. Otherwise, they cannot enjoy. Therefore, when Sri Chivika Maharaj was there, if anyone would come, one day Maharaj asked, who is that? The man said, Maharaj, that's my wife. Your wife? False. You did not create her. How is she yours? She is not an object of your enjoyment. They have a very hard spiritual life. Spiritual life, Crow, doesn't mean just getting a new haircut or wearing a pink bedsheet. Spiritual life, Saraswati Thakur, Srila Saraswati Thakur, my guru's spiritual master, he said, become a devotee doesn't just mean to change one or two things, your diet or your cloth or your friends. He said, to become a devotee doesn't mean to change one or two things. It requires 100% revolution in consciousness. From thinking, I'm enjoyed, this world is for my enjoyment, to thinking, I'm the enjoyed, this world is for the enjoyment of Krishna. Therefore, for example, it begins, this training is given in the temple by the spiritual master. In the temple, the center of everything is Krishna. They cook. Who are they cooking for? For him. He eats first, and after we eat. Everything in the temple, we are speaking. Why? Speaking should be for the happiness of Radha Govinda. Why are you hearing? You should be hearing for his happiness also. Therefore, very few people can actually stay in the temple. Because it's a life of complete surrender, a life of dedication, a life of service. Therefore, who would sign such a contract? I agree to work 24 hours a day and not get anything back. Very few people will sign such a contract. Therefore, very few people end up staying in the temple, end up like Gopal, running, getting a job, getting money, all that type of stuff. Don't do it, Gopal. Stay brahmachari. Serve your spiritual master. Therefore, there's only one enjoyer. All souls are to be enjoyed by him. If we can keep this in mind, then we can hear the pastimes of the gopis. Understanding what? The gopis are Krishna's own energy. They're Krishna's own. They belong to him. They're his. Therefore, his dealings with the gopis are not on any mundane material platform. Kaviraj Goswami says, gold and iron look similar, but they're completely different. Therefore, lust and prema. Prema, understand? Love for Krishna. Lust and prema look the same, but they're completely opposite. Therefore, what is love and what is service to Krishna? Prema. You can get another tattoo on this arm. Prema. Prema is our goal. Love for Krishna. Service to Krishna. Can you keep your head standing still? Keep moving your head. Get a neck brace. Therefore, what is the definition of lust and what is the definition of service to Krishna? Prema. Atmendriya Prativansha Tadakam Nam Krishnendriya Prativansha Tadapramanam. The desire to satisfy your own senses is called lust. And the desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna is called Vijay Prema. Therefore, that training begins with a spiritual master. This disciple and the neophyte, he has no relation with the Supreme Lord. That comes when you're liberated. Therefore, the training is given first towards the spiritual master. Everything should be done to satisfy his senses. But he is not an enjoyer. The Guru himself is a complete servant. Therefore, by satisfying him, he is not taking anything from you. He is offering everything to the Supreme Lord and to his spiritual master. If the Guru is not an enjoyer of the disciples or of the facilities offered by the disciples, the spiritual master is the complete servitor of Godhead. He's the form when Krishna comes as his own servant. That's the spiritual master. The disciple should try to direct everything towards satisfying the spiritual master. Yasya prasadam bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasadam nakati kutapi. The spiritual master is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. The spiritual master is displeased, then Krishna is displeased. Then even if Krishna is angry with you, but Guru is pleased with you, it doesn't matter what Krishna thinks. That bold we have to be. That much faith you'll have to have on spiritual master. That before you sell your head to the Guru, you'll have to have faith in him. How you have faith in him? Crow? By hearing something. But by watching, you'll get more. By seeing him, how he lives, how he talks. By watching his character, then one faith must come if he's real. Therefore, the scripture can only describe a symptom of Guru, but who is your Guru, you will have to decide for yourself. Therefore, Bhagavatam is a little neutral. Sri Gogama said, scripture is always a little neutral. It can only tell you what is what. But you will have to decide by your own good fortune, your own sincerity also, how the Shastra will apply to you. Therefore, spiritual life, therefore, is a great scope for being cheated, as you could now understand. No? You're going to surrender your life, give your whole life, dedicated to pleasing someone. Then you better make sure that the Guru is real. Otherwise, if you get on the stone boat, USS stone boat, you will not cross very far on the ocean of birth and death. If the spiritual master is the perfect servant of his own Guru, unless he's the perfect servant of his own Guru, then how he can teach you? Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Apne dharme kare sabare sikar. First practice in your own life. And then try and teach others. Therefore, acharya, another name for the spiritual master, is acharya. Acharya means achanatya shastra noche, one who knows all the conclusions of the scriptures. Acharyam swayamapiyati, what is it? Acharyam swayamamstati, one who teaches by his own example. Right, I'm telling Crow, don't smoke. Downstairs I'm having a puff. Useless. Therefore, you, someone who is not following, you will hear their lecture for thousands of years, you will never change. Therefore, a real guru means like someone like Gurudev, one word has so much power because everything he says, he does himself. Therefore, he has power to change everyone. Like Gurudev tells, one time there was one boy who was eating sugar, addicted to sugar. The mother was telling him, don't eat sugar, don't eat sugar. The boy never listened. She took him to the spiritual master. Gurudev, tell the boy not to eat sugar. And the Guru said, come back in 3 days. 3 days later, the boy came. The Guru said, my dear boy, don't eat sugar. Your teeth will fall out. You'll get diabetes. It's not good for your health. The boy said, yes, Gurudev, I promise. I won't eat sugar from today. And the mother asked, Gurudev, why didn't you say 3 days before? The Guru said, 3 days before, I'm also eating. First, I have to stop that my words have power. Otherwise, my words have no power. Therefore, Guru Maharaj, once or twice I've heard him say, the whole world respects me, the whole world follows every word I say. There's only one reason why. Because I've given my life to the service of my own Guru. Therefore, the whole world listens to what I say. Therefore, being very carefully, we enter the most confidential section of the Bhagavatam, Krishna's activities with the gopis. Therefore, Sachinandan Gaura Hari Ki Jai. Jadi Gauranga Nahito. I have someone